This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
Right, here's the thing. When you know when you're like in someone else's town as a guest and it's late at night, right? Firstly, I can't stand it when people bang on about how amazing where they live is. Mate, where you live is shit.
Why are you in someone's town late at night? What are you talking about?
Well, you've visiting, you've been out in their town, you go out, and then just, like, you're hungry. And you go, like, is there anywhere to get something to eat? And they go, yeah, what sort of thing do you fancy? So then you go, I don't know. And they go, well, there's a kebab shop on a 24-hour. It's like, well, why the fuck are you asking me what I fancy then? It's always the same. It's like, just tell me, when I ask, is there somewhere where I can get something to eat, that there's a kebab shop at a 24-hour garage, and then I'll decide from those two limited choices whether there is something there that I want. Don't start going, what do you fancy? Well, I quite fancy Hungarian goulash, actually. Well, there's a kebab shop and a 24-hour garage, so... Asking me what I fancy is an absolute waste of everyone's time.
Oh my God. What about when you get to the petrol station now and they've shut the petrol station, my local petrol station, they've shut the doors. So you have to do the old school 90s way of going up to the window and then going, yeah, can you get me some milk? And then he goes and gets the milk.
Then the problem is you always end up choosing a chocolate bar that's not from your usual... I was going to say portfolio. Do you know what I mean? Like, you go, oh, I'll have a Boost. You go, a Boost? When the fuck did I last have a Boost?
But this is a mad system. That he puts it in the drawer. Like, what? Just let me in. Look at me. What do you think I'm going to do?
In defence of the person working there, it's not their decision to shut the window, is it?
I don't understand what... you're stopping from happening. Like, if someone is mad enough to rob up this petrol station, they're going to do it here now through the... Well, it's not bulletproof glass, is it?
Well, it probably is, isn't it?
But what? You think that glass there, where the holes, where they're talking about bulletproof... can't be. What are you talking about?
So what's it there for? Just to stop people's boozy breath getting through?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a stupid system. Just let me in the shop.
No, I think it is probably bulletproof.
It's not bulletproof. What are you talking... What? What are you talking... Hang on. But then you would just shoot them from, like, where the newspapers are outside.
Someone that went to my school was done for armed robbery, and we had to go into... we'd forgotten something on Christmas Day, so we had to go to the 24-hour garage. I can't remember what it was, but some vital thing for the Christmas dinner. And I walked in, and he was in there, someone I sort of know and get on with, and I was just like, oh, no, he's not going to be sticking the place up, is he? This is the last thing I need on Christmas Day.
I'm just trying to get some horseradish, mate. Like, come on.
Oh. I tell you what else I had to do.
What?
You know, like seat reservations on trains.
Oh,
when you've
my.
Got, like, when you order your tickets off the train line, and then you sort of when either you get there, sometimes you'll get on the carriage, you turn up late. I mean, oh, here's another thing. Sorry, there's two things to unpack here. Firstly, I got to Birmingham New Street to get not New Street, It wasn't Birmingham either.
Oh,
it was Manchester, Piccadilly.
Wait! Wait! This is... You've unlocked something in me. I've wanted to say this to someone for years. Right. The main train station of a city should be called the city. That's it. It should be Birmingham New Street. What are you talking about? Yeah. You're Birmingham. I don't know the fucking roads, do I? I'm not from here. It's mental.
That's like London Stansted.
Edinburgh Waverley. What's Waverley? I'm not fucking from here. I don't know, do I? Just Edinburgh. It's so mental.
Carry on. In that sort of vein, Manchester Piccadilly. So I turn up, and my train was at 10:45.
Manchester Piccadilly.
So I get there at 10.
What's Piccadilly? I don't know what Piccadilly is. I'm not from Manchester. You should just be Manchester. And then I can get there and I can go, excuse me, do you know where Piccadilly is? Well, you're in Piccadilly. Well, that's fantastic. Good.
I turn up at 10:38, right? I walk into the train station, 10:38. So I'll be honest, at that point, I'm thinking, have I got time to grab a coffee for the train? The answer, okay, as it transpires, absolutely not. Because I was at platform 14, which is a 5-minute walk from the rest of the platforms. Have you
ever
had this?
Oh, my God.
So you go like, oh, platforms 1 to 13 here. Platform 14, over that bridge, up a lift, along a walking conveyor belt, down some stairs. That should be another station.
Exactly that. Exactly that. I've been walking for 10 minutes. I need a fucking tube to get to the other platform. What the fuck is this?
Give me a shuttle bus. Jesus Christ. I want £5 off the cost of this ticket.
I've walked half the journey.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't believe it. I almost missed the train. I was at the station at 10:38. I almost missed the 10:45 train because it took me so long to walk to fucking platform 14. But then when you do get... Then you get on the train. So obviously I'm in a bit of a rush, so I don't get on the carriage that I'm due on. So you've then got the quandary. You sort of sit in a seat. There was no markings to let you know whether seats reserved. And then I sat, and obviously someone then turns up 10 minutes later. Going, well, what have you been doing for 10 minutes on the train that it's taken you this long? Oh, sorry, mate. And then also, when you do turn up and someone has sat in your seat, you'll never at any point in life feel like more of a petty arsehole than asking, oh, sorry, that's my seat.
But that's because you're having to do that. I'm so sorry. I think you might possibly, there might be a possibility that you might be sitting in my seat.
You're doing that so that someone doesn't do it to you.
Oh God! And then have you ever had someone refuse to, or not refuse to, but go, well, can't you just sit in another seat? You go, oh.
Well, I got sacked from the Odeon cinema because A, for wearing black nail varnish, and B, they brought in allocated seating, and they just brought it in, so everyone was no one was used to it yet, and everyone was still in the old system and just sat where they wanted, and then I had to sort it out.
The good
so
old days.
I was the guy. Yeah, I was the usher that kept on having to go up to her and go, sorry, I think you're in their seat. And then they would go, yeah, but they're in my seat. And I just walked out and then I got sacked.
I think a lot of people blame sort of social media for the kind of demise of civilization. But I actually think it goes back a bit further. That allocated seating is where I think it all started to go wrong. It was all fine. It was when everyone could just sit where they wanted, everything was fine. As soon as they were like, oh, yeah, that's when people started turning on each other. I think you'll find that's actually my seat.
So social media is just... Do you know what is ironic about it? This is what's ironic about social media, is it's violence. You realise that violence, the threat of violence, is what keeps the peace. The nuclear... You know, like people, that's the justification for nuclear weaponry.
Yeah.
You realise that that theory is actually backed up by social media, because no one would be saying half of the shit they're saying if it was in their face, because someone would get a slap.
I know.
You that would is, like... Yeah. That's all it is. It's just people hidden that saying things that they want to say without the threat of being nuked.
Yeah.
But here's the philosophical question. Are people more who they are on social media, or are they not? Ooh, I've got friends deep. That start talking. I go on social media. My friends are the worst. I don't recognise them. I look on social media and suddenly, you know, it's they're at the you know, the global warming protest. It's like, you drive a diesel. What are you talking about?
Where do you stand on the sort of the, you know, the eco kind of warriors?
I'll tell you where I fucking stand on it, right? Why don't the people in power fucking sort it out instead of asking me to fucking throw away my fucking jam jar in a different bin?
No, but I mean the people that are sort of gluing themselves to the M25, what do you think of those guys?
I don't drive. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think they're targeting it always strikes me that they're just targeting the wrong people. You see some bloke that's kind of like delivering a parcel for DPL and then there's some fucking cardigan wearing idiot glued to the road. And you're like, mate, I'm getting £8.50 an hour to drive from Luton to Dundee. I don't need this. Really?
But it's like...
I'm like, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. Your car is causing... You're like, oh, mate, go and glue yourself to 10 Downing Street. Get out of this guy's way.
Exactly! Like, it's not... I'm not the problem. I'll tell you who's the problem. Whoever's wrapping my bunch of bananas in plastic. Not me. Yeah. I'll make sure you chuck the plastic in the right bin. Don't wrap the bananas in the fucking plastic, then!
We've been locked in our houses for 18 months and now we're allowed back out. Some fucking prick has glued himself to the road. It's the first time I've driven since March last year. Now this. Come on, man.
Oh, God. I just... Social media. Are people more who they are on social media where they're not... They're not being affected by, you know, the company that they're in. This is just their mind and the way they see the world. Or are they more who they are in the physical world? Do you think you would have been on it? Do you think you would have been on it as a kid? What would you have been like as a kid?
I'm so glad we didn't have it when I was young.
Oh, my God.
That time, you know, recently, do you remember when Facebook and Instagram all went down? So it was just sort of like, and then everyone went on Twitter. Genuinely, I was really thinking, I really do hope that this is, because they were saying, oh, it's some Russian hacker that's kind of got in there and they've completely, you know, and I'm like, if that doesn't come back, this will be one of the greatest days in living history.
I totally agree. I think that in the internet, it had such huge potential. Like, it could have been such a good thing.
I'm sure.
Cut to me in bed looking at what the Power Rangers look like now.
What do they look like now?
Actually, they all look quite good apart from the Red Ranger.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I mean, obviously, I've been in a hotel all weekend, so there are moments where I really could not do without the internet.
You'd be reading, Paul. You'd be reading. True? You'd be more well-read.
I'd also be back and forward to the news agents getting... anyway, I digress.
What the hell are you talking about?
Porn, Sean.
You did it. You wouldn't buy... Have you ever bought porn? You haven't bought porn. You bought porn?
No. But I had a paper round when I was a teenager, and we used to nick them out of the shop. So like they'd have it written down what papers you needed for your round, and then sort of the porn mags were kept where the newspapers were. So you'd sort of just sneak a couple into the kind of Daily Telegraph, and then we had a little stash around the back of a power like there was like a boxed in power sort of place, and it was like where all the porn was stashed. Anyway.
Yes, the world would be... I think all we need from the internet, right, is the probably the map. That's it.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely right. I think basically that the longer thing goes on, we realise that it sort of peaked at teletext and that we didn't really need anything more than that.
You don't need it. Like, I tell you what, someone mentioned this to me the other day. You used to not know what the starting 11 of your football team was going to be until you got to the game and they announced it. And I thought, how exciting was that? Yeah. That must have been amazing.
Everyone knows everything. There's no kind of like finding out about stuff.
Yeah. Internet killed discovery.
Yeah.
Internet murdered discovery. Right, so when they don't drop albums now. So all the bands I listen to, when there's an album coming out, right, it's coming out in 5 months. What they do is they sort of leak track after track after track. So when it's like the actual release date of the album, there's only two new songs. And now I'm bored of the other songs because I've been listening to them for the last 6 months. Like, it was better. It was actually, I know what I sound like. But you've got it wrong. I mean, I think it's just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I think we peaked, not at Teletext, Cave, before Fire, there. That's where we peaked. Think about how nice life would have been. Just walking through the woods, berries, nuts, Cave, right, it's raining, quickly get underneath the cave.
Get out, mate. Why don't you go and glue yourself to the M25?